Okay, wonderful. How many minutes do I have?
15, you'll say.
Good. Praise the Lord. I want to talk, and God will help me to bring this message together. And God help me, as Jeff has prayed. I want to talk to you about our faith. Christian faith. Our faith is founded under the doctrine of the prophets and apostles, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So our faith is, again, in the book of Romans 10:17, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. In Luke 18, verse 8, there is something Jesus, our Lord, asked. When I come back on earth, will I find any faith? Christian faith has never been comfortable or with some people. From the day one of Christian faith, the leaders and the kings of this world has never been comfortable with our faith. Look, from day one when our Lord was born. The good news came through the angels that the King of the Jews has been born in Jerusalem. These news were taken very serious by the wise men from east. And they decided to go and look where the Messiah has been born, the King of the Jews. And these three wise men thought that everybody was happy because of this great news of the birth of the Messiah. But not everybody who was happy. Nobody, not everybody who appreciated that the King of Kings has been born. These three wise men were so excited. So when they arrived, they thought of passing through the king who was there then, King Herod, to tell him Messiah has been born. Can you allow us to go and see where he has been born that we can worship him? And this message struck King Herod. Another king has been born? Has he come to dethrone me? And from that moment, he started making plans to eliminate our Lord. Kings of this world has never been comfortable with our faith. I would like to say this. Our faith is very important. Very, very important. And our faith, to be strong in our faith is very easy. And to continue with our faith is very easy. Because it is not like any other faith, as I said. It's you to choose the faith you want to have. But our faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. does not come from anything else. Does not come from reading a newspaper or listening to the television or the radios. Our faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And this is the reason why God spoke to Abraham. That was God, that was the word of God. Came to Abraham and told Abraham, Abraham, I want you to come out of your land to the land which I will show you. First thing, if you want to be a faithful person to God, this is what God will require from you, just like Abraham. The Bible says, Abraham obeyed. Obedience. He just obeyed. He didn't know where he was going. And I think Sarah asked Abraham, I can see you packing and we are going. Where are we going? Sarah asked. Abraham answered, God knows. Because of his obedience, there is one thing. After obeying, there is something else which will happen. I want your faith to increase today. When you obey God, there is something else which will happen. And it happened to Abraham. God opened the eyes of Abraham. Read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. His eyes were opened and he could see a city not built by hands of men. That city, the architect and the builder is God himself. He could see it. And you can see from there now God started building the faith of Abraham. God went revealing himself to him whom he is because of obedience. He became a friend of God. And again, he became the blessed one of God. He became a father of faith because of faith. Our faith now is being threatened a lot. Is being threatened. It has been threatened before. A lot. Thinking that they will eliminate our faith. It was threatened before during the time of Abraham. If you come to time of Moses, Pharaoh killed all the Jews. During the time of Moses wanted to kill all the Jews, wanting to eliminate our faith. When it come now, in the time of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was born, Herod killed all the children that time, trying to eliminate the faith. But thank God because of Jesus. When they were looking for him, he was so courageous. Before he died, he spoke very powerful faith. Very powerful words to us. In the world, you have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have won the world. When they were hunting for him to kill him, he said something else. From the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffereth violent, and violent takes it by force. It was threatened. Christianity has been threatened. But Jesus and the word of God says like this, heaven and earth shall pass away, But this word of God, which is Christianity, will never, never, never pass away. You'll die if you fight with this word, but this word will remain. They have been trying by all means. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, and we should look unto him in everything, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. And it's only his word will help us, especially in a time like this. When they tried to look for him to kill him, he was even very bold one time. He said, "Go and tell that fox." By this time, he was talking to the authority. "I'm going to preach here today, tomorrow, and the day after." Because he knew who had sent him. When they were just about to crucify him, Pilate told Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He kept quiet. And then Pilate said, "Do you know I have authority and power to release you or to sentence you to death?" Jesus told him, "No, you don't have authority unless the one that the Father has given you." May I tell you today, the world doesn't have authority over God. The authority they have is only the one which our God has given them. That's the fact and truth. No matter how big they look, no matter how intellectual they are, no matter how rich they look like, but they are not above our God. And Jesus knew that. He told Pilate, "You have no power unless the one which my Father has given you." Our responsibility as the church is to stand firm. Now they are coming to Africa. You know, the people who have been big beneficiary of the church in Africa. They went to Christian schools. They were given scholarship to come to abroad to study. Oxford, others, Cambridge, others went to Harvard by the Christian money. But when they come back to Kenya, they are saying Christianity is a foreign religion. And missionaries demonized our culture and traditions, which is lies. Christianity and missionaries did not demonize culture and traditions of Africans at all. They only demonized what was demonic. Jeff told you, I was born in central Kenya during the time of Mau Mau. And I went all through those culture and traditions, all those rituals. But they were promising me, "When you go through this, you'll be blessed. You'll be a hero. You'll be great." But that didn't happen. I became more demonized. I looked like a wild beast. All the time, I wanted to kill and murder. I looked like a monkey. Until the time when this word of God was preached to me. And I gave myself to this word. I was changed. I became a new creature. And God delivered me from all those bondage of sin and death. And today I'm saying, Jesus Christ is Lord. Not because of what I was told, but because of what I have gone through. Jesus is real. Salvation of God is real. Christianity is not a foreign religion. And I'll preach to you and I'll prove to you how it is not. They killed Jesus and they thought they have finished him. But that killing him, that was not the end. That day he rose from the dead with a lot of power. They tried to give soldiers money. If you read the chapter 28 of Matthew, the government of that time tried to bribe soldiers that they say Jesus was stolen, the body of Jesus was stolen by his disciples. Read 28:11 of Matthew. But even if they bribed soldiers to speak lies, that lie did not prevail. Jesus had risen from the dead, and the ministry went on. They started hunting for the disciples of Jesus. The first victim of the disciple of Christianity faith, the first victim who died because of faith. He died saying, "I see Jesus." His name was Stephen. And he saw Jesus sitting on the right hand of God. Christianity is real. Then, after Stephen, they killed James. After killing James, they arrested Peter. When they arrested Peter, disciples, the church, rose up, stood very firm. Pastor, the church prayed. That night, when Peter was arrested, they prayed very powerfully until God sent his angel to the prison where Peter was chained together with other two soldiers. And the angel told Peter, "Dress up, let's go." And those chains were left there. Peter was delivered because of the power of the prayers of the saints. And that power is within you. That power is here with you. God is here. Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here with you. You can break those chains now through the power of prayer, Pastor. Then, after that, after Peter, the man who was guarding the clothes of those who were stoning Stephen went to the high priest to ask for the letter to go and persecute Christians who were in Damascus. His name was Saul of Tarsus. He was given soldiers, spears, and javelin, and horses to go and persecute Christians who were in Jerusalem. But in between Damascus and Jerusalem, Jesus, who was risen, who is on the right hand of God, who has been given power of heaven and earth by God, called him Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul said, "Whom are you, Master?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And now go and be prayed for by one of my disciples called Ananias." And Saul went there. He was prayed for, and his eyes were opened. And he started defending the faith. When he started defending the faith, the government of the hour started hunting for him. In chapter 26 of the Acts of the Apostles, Paul is defending himself before the King Agrippa. And he's telling King Agrippa how he met the Lord after receiving a letter from the high priest to go to Damascus to persecute the Christian. And Jesus appeared to him and he told him, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Why are you persecuting me? By this time, Saul was transformed the way I was transformed. God has changed him the way God changed me. He was born again the way I was born again. He had seen Jesus the way I have seen him. He became a defender of Christian faith. And he told King Agrippa without fear, Your Excellency, King Agrippa, I was on my way to Damascus to persecute Christians. This Jesus Christ, who was spoken about by prophets, appeared to me. And Jesus, who preached in all the cities in Jerusalem and in Israel, appeared to me. And because he appeared to me, I could not disobey heavenly vision. I'm just about to finish. That means Christianity is not British. Christianity is not a foreign religion. Christianity is a revelation from God. That's the reason Apostle Paul, when he was concluding his message in the book of Timothy, he said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished the course, and I have kept the faith. May God bless you.